listening to CJMQ 88.9, your favorite local radio. I'm Adele, and you're listening to The Headline Decoder, your weekly Canadian political breakdown. First, I'd like to thank the Nicholas Batchian Canadian Civil Society Internships for the opportunity to make this podcast. Every week, I'll break down not only the most covered Canadian internal and international political news, but also those that haven't received enough attention. As a student in international studies, my goal is to offer you a neutral and unbiased analysis of what's happening in our country so that everyone can be informed. Understanding the politics that shape our country and our province is important, and if it interests you, you can start this journey with me. The release of this episode was delayed due to technical problems, so I'm reporting on events that aren't new to you, but they're just as relevant now. In fact, we're starting strong this week with news that deeply concern our province's future. It's the end of an era. A premier who reshaped Quebec politics for nearly a decade has suddenly stepped aside. After two majority governments and years at the center of provincial decision-making, François Legault has stepped down just months before the 2026 election. On the 14th of January, François Legault announced that he could clearly see Quebecers were calling for change and that he would remove himself from the picture, sending shockwaves across the province's political landscape. This turn of events left Quebecers wondering what would come next in this unpredictable election season. The content of this episode will be divided into three parts, which will be released at different times. In the first part, there will be three segments. The first will give background information on Legault and the CAQ. The second is an insight into the reasons for Legault's departure. And the third part of the first episode will cover the implications of his resignation for his political party. Then the second episode will be on the impact of his decision on Quebec's future. And finally, the last episode on this topic is about the implications for the leaders now lining up to replace him. Who will step up? Who will fall behind? And in what direction is our province headed? Keep listening so we can answer these questions together, starting today with the first three segments. How has François Legault managed to become the 32nd premier of Quebec? What were the main focus and policies of the CAQ? And how did Legault contribute or fail to reach them? We will answer these questions in the first segment, starting with an overview of Legault's political journey in the years preceding his governance. Between 1998 and 2002, François Legault represented the Parti Québécois at the National Assembly. During those years, he occupied diverse positions, ranging from being PQ's Minister of Industry, Trade, Science and Technology, to being PQ's Education Minister, and later, its Health and Social Services Minister. Then, from 2002 to 2009, minority and majority Liberal governments held power in Quebec. In 2009, Legault resigned his position as a member of the National Assembly, after being the opposition leader to Jean Charest's majority Liberal government in 2008. Later, the year 2011 marked the beginning of his journey as the future premier of Quebec. Indeed, it was that year that François Legault and Charles Sirois founded what would become the Coalition Avenir Québec. When Legault and Sirois created this center-right non-profit organization, their goal was to revive Quebec from the decades of sovereignty-based politics in the province. Then, 10 months after its foundation, the organization became a legitimate political party. That was when it was officially named the Coalition Avenir Québec. In 2012, the ADQ, or Action Démocratique du Québec, decided to merge with the CAQ. Deputies from both the old ADQ and the PQ joined the new party. The five priorities of the CAQ were to improve education, to create accessible and reliable healthcare systems, to build an ownership economy, to promote Quebec culture, and to uphold integrity in public life. In fact, for Legault, Quebec's most important matters were healthcare, education, and economic challenges. For that reason, he emphasized economic development in the 2012 provincial election because he believed that focusing on sovereignty was a barrier to those crucial matters. Whether he successfully reached his goals during his two mandates can be debated, but we will come back to that question later. Other politicians also believed that the constitutional debate in Quebec should be set aside to focus on economic challenges. That is how Legault's party brought together sovereigntists and federalists who shared his vision. For that reason, the CAQ was seen to represent a return to the past, to before the political landscape of Quebec was dominated by the question of sovereignty. Some people wonder if Legault's resignation will mark the end of this political project. With the current position of the Parti Québécois in the polls and the prospect of a third referendum on Quebec sovereignty, it isn't impossible. Those of you who follow politics know that the Parti Québécois is at the head of the polls right now. If that party were to win the general elections in 2026, it would significantly redefine Quebec's political landscape. There is a chance we're about to witness the end of an era. With the end of an era comes the beginning of a new one. Are we about to see a new version of Quebec? And what will shape modern Quebec in this unpredictable political future, you'll ask? Well, that is a question that many have tried answering lately. One word yet seems to be repeated among sources: uncertainty. Of course, there are methods used in political science to anticipate outcomes, but their effectiveness depends on what element we're trying to answer. If we're trying to see which candidate is the most likely to be elected, using polls is useful to get a general idea. However, it isn't completely accurate and reliable because politics is unpredictable and can quickly take an unexpected turn. In fact, we should keep in mind that we can't predict the future from the way the present is, or from what polls indicate, because things can change dramatically. It's also problematic to rely on polls in which not everyone votes or sticks to their vote. The last American elections proved that. Some people even wondered if the polls had failed. That was because, although it was a close call, the polls indicated that Kamala Harris was in a good position to win, but yet, Trump won with nearly half the votes. Where it gets even more complicated is if we want to evaluate whether there will be a rupture or a continuity in our political landscape. From the information we have right now, we know that the PQ is Quebec's leading party. But can that single piece of information show the direction where Quebec politics is headed? The reality is that it's more complex than that. Of course, it's possible to attempt to map Quebec's political landscape by using comparative politics to understand trends in the past and how institutions motivate change. Some people have compared Quebec's current situation and Legault's departure to the death of Maurice Duplessis in 1959. This event marked the end of a regime and governing style that led to a series of reforms that redefined modern Quebec. In fact, the 70s marked the beginning of almost five decades of alternance between Liberal and Parti Québécois governance. The election of Legault's government in 2018 is what put an end to it. Comparing recent history to our current context in which the PQ could be elected allows us to evaluate the possibility of similar outcomes happening. Indeed, now that Legault is out of the picture and the survival of the CAQ is at risk, it's relevant to wonder if Quebec will find itself at the center of a new series of reforms. If that were the case, anything could redefine the province's future. This is probably why the question of rupture versus continuity is so important right now. Once again, it is important to note that comparative politics fail to generate theories of political behavior. While it's hard to know which candidate will become the next premier, it's even harder to predict if the next leader will preserve Legault's legacy or if Quebec could live a political transition of the same scale as the one experienced after Maurice Duplessis' death. One thing is certain. Only the future will tell. Part of the uncertainty about Quebec's political future resides in the possibility that a new party could be elected to power in the 2026 fall elections. In fact, many people have raised concerns about whether the CAQ could survive without its founder and leader. Let's take a look at the reasons behind this eventuality and the implications it would have on Quebec politics. In the context where Legault stepped down and does not have a clear successor, the public raises the concern that his party might disappear with him. When Legault resigned, however, his goal was to ensure the CAQ's well-being. Indeed, after his party had reached rock bottom in the polls, Legault saw Quebecers' need for change. He knew that a new premier was among the changes they wanted. Then, in hopes of preserving the integrity of the CAQ, he decided to remove himself from it. For him, having another figure associated with the party was the only way to raise the CAQ's popularity. However, there might not be anyone able to take the reins. It is indeed incredibly complex to be the successor of the party's founder. On the one hand, Legault was the glue that kept the economic wing of the Liberals and the nationalist wing of the PQ supporters together in his party. This unconventional form of governing makes it hard for a future premier to follow up with the CAQ. With that in mind, we can ask ourselves if Legault alone kept the CAQ alive and if it can stay united without him. Indeed, the fact that the CAQ was founded around Legault makes it very complex for anyone to be his successor. After all, he is the man who built the CAQ and ran it for almost a decade. He is the man who turned this party into a sort of familial business. He was the vision, he was the solid ground, and he was the decision maker of the CAQ. Without him, the divergence between both sides might resurface, and Quebec might find itself under an exchange of power between Liberals and PQ members again. In this context, the next premier will not be chosen for who he is and what his ambitions are, but based on whether Quebecers choose continuity or rupture. Will Quebecers stay loyal to Legault's philosophy, or will they show a desire to redefine the project of the CAQ? Once again, only the future will tell. I will leave you on this note today, but come back for the other episodes because it will get even more interesting. I will cover what's at stake, as I'll talk about the CAQ's accomplishments during each mandate and Legault's successors, who will determine the future of the province. Join me in another episode of the Headline Decoder to learn more about that. Until then, stay informed and take care.